The following presentation is brought to you by Heartland
Media Group. Capturing the moments that make life great. Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on their dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
We love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, welcome to Up or Out with Connie. This is your business radio with an edge. And today you are in for a treat. We have two guests, two very, very special guests, two high power women. So you want to keep listening because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that they're going to be sharing with you today. Our theme for today, we're going to be talking about communication, developing those leadership skills, so you can achieve excellence. So here's my quote for today. In life, you will realize there is a role for everyone you meet. Some will test you, some will see you, some will love you, and some will teach you. But the ones who are truly important are the ones who bring out the best in you. They are the rare and amazing people who remind you why it's worth it. I love that quote. Well, it is time to turn up the volume because it is time for Up or Out with Connie. And remember always to stay tuned to the end of the show because you never know what we're going to be giving away. Here's our challenge question for all the ladies in the house. Communication, leadership, and speaking. How are you making an impact and how are you getting noticed? And our team of ladies today are going to answer that question for you. So before we get into that and before I make all these really fancy and great introductions, I got to take a really quick sponsor break because they're the ones paying for the show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that, but I don't know how, I don't know where to start? Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Parklane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
And we're back and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. And on the show today, we have two lovely, high-power women that are going to get you moving and they're going to help you get noticed, make an impact, and achieve excellence. First, we have Lark Dooley, who is currently the first vice president of Toastmasters International. She's been in Toastmasters for over 26 years, and she's served in every capacity of leadership in the organization, all the way from, you know, being a club officer to district governor, an advisor, international director, and now she is serving as an officer of the International Corporation. Now, that's what she does on the side. That's her free time. That's her hobby. But in her professional life, she is a marketing manager for Texas Instruments. She's an association executive director, and she also serves as the CEO of Second Wave for 12 years, a manufacturing company that she also co-founded that is developing and sold devices for Apple the Apple Macintosh line of computers. So we need Dolly. We need Lark Dolly around because she's really making it happen here. And she currently works for Maximus, which is a federal, state, and local government contractor in Texas. And you're going to hear that in her twang when she comes online. My southern twang might come out even just talking to her just a little bit. And next up, we also have with us is Angie Nett, who is also currently serving in the capacity of the District 12 Director for Toastmasters International. She's been involved with Toastmasters since 2005, and she serves in leadership positions in both in her club and also at the district level, including public relations, marketing, program quality. And she is a professional woman that I ought to aspire just to be just like this woman. I love her. And she also credits her successful transition from commercial real estate, being in that field for over 20 years, into HR manager at a local manufacturing company. And she gives all of that credit for that transition back to her Toastmasters experience. So it is now my pleasure to introduce first Vice President and District 12 Director of Toastmasters. Now, these ladies are fearless. They're focused. These ladies rock the stage, and they are committed to helping you achieve excellence. First Vice President Lark Dolly and District 12 Director Angie Nett, welcome to today's program.
It is an honor to be with you today.
Hi, ladies. It is so nice to finally do this show with you. And I know that we have a lot of really fun and exciting things coming up in Toastmasters, especially in District 12. We have our conference coming up real soon. And there's a speech conference going on there. So I'm going to, Angie, I'm going to be asking you more about that so we can let folks know where they can learn more about Toastmasters and even attend that conference. So I have a question. I want to start with Lark. Now, we talk about Toastmasters, and sometimes people don't really know what that organization is all about. So as First Vice President, I'm going to ask you to explain to our listeners, what is Toastmasters?
Well, Toastmasters is a worldwide nonprofit organization, and we are literally dedicated to helping individuals improve their communication and leadership skills. We have 350,000 members worldwide, and they are members of clubs, and there are 16,000 chapters of Toastmasters around the globe in 142 countries. The main element that I like to focus on when I talk about Toastmasters is that it is a self-paced educational program. So you take it at your own pace to improve your communication and leadership skills. However you want to approach this program and whatever you want to gain from the program to support your personal and professional growth, you have the ability to do that with our organization.
So that's a benefit to the individual. Of course, they can take that. They could take that into their career, into their profession. They can use it in their personal life. How does this benefit the corporation, the business? How does it benefit them?
Absolutely. Well, what it does for a business is it develops their people. So this is an opportunity for a professional development opportunity for corporations to literally develop their employees. And they will develop communication skills, but they'll also develop things like listening skills. They'll develop their feedback evaluation skills. They will learn how to conduct productive meetings. They'll actually learn how to build teams, deal with difficult people, challenging people, and project management. So all of these things are skills that a corporation can use Toastmasters in order to develop their employees.
Now, I mean, there's I'm in Toastmasters, and I know people in here that have their doctorates, their PhDs. down to college students. So how does Toastmasters, and I had a student ask me this recently, he wanted to know what credits he would get for his college, for his college program, for attending a Toastmasters program, because his professor had suggested he go to Toastmasters. So I just want everyone to be really clear that it is like a college workshop. It is a college education, because there are so many levels in Toastmasters. And as Lark had just said, you can do it on your own pace. Now, you will have leadership programs when you go to school, you know, in your college, or whether it's a PhD, whatever you're going for. But to really get that hands-on experience, that's really what Toastmaster brings to the organization. And like you're talking about how it benefits a business, a corporation, because they want to help their people become effective in their position, because they're investing so much into their people, into their employees. Yeah. So they want to make sure that they're getting their return on their investment as well. But
this is an amazingly cost effective program for corporations. Mm-hmm. And we certainly see corporations using this. And what they do is they track the progress of the members of Toastmasters within their corporation and look at the ROI. It's just an amazing value to corporations in developing their people. And absolutely, we have levels of communication certification and leadership certification in our in our program. So they can achieve competent communication, advanced leadership awards through Toastmasters. And so the individual sees those and the company see those as well. And at each level, they gain more competencies in communication and leadership.
That's and that is a good point to make because a lot of speakers, I mean, they're coming into this and thinking, well, I'll become a professional speaker. And many of them that I also know are members of the National Speakers Association. I'll get that question. What is the difference between Toastmasters and National Speakers Association? And so, I mean, the way I answer it, and you may have a different perspective on it, is that with Toastmasters, you are going to learn the skill of communication, where at the National Speakers Association, you are going to learn how to build a speaking business.
Yes, I agree. I think that is the difference in the two. And we have a lot of members of Toastmasters who belong to the National Speakers Association, absolutely.
Yes.
But we are going to teach you communication skills, and starting at the very basic level of not using filler words when you speak, those types of basic communication skills, interpersonal skills, how to communicate more effectively with your spouse, how to communicate more effectively with your manager. So absolutely, we're going to teach you those communication skills. And if you choose to take those into a speaking career, then you can do that.
Lark, I'm going to start with you. What is a success story of someone in Toastmasters that has helped them in their career?
Yes, I have several, but the one that always stands out, and I always talk about Lupe. So Lupe was an individual who came to the Today Toastmasters Club and literally sat at the back of the room. She did not even want us to acknowledge that she was in the room. It took all the courage she could gather to come into the meeting room and literally sit down. So we let her sit at the back of the room for weeks. And finally, when she was ready, she told us that she was ready to participate. And slowly but surely, she began to participate in our meetings, participating just as an awe counter or a timer. Mm. And then she began speaking. Well, today, and in fact, on November the 8th, she is running for re-election to the Austin Community College Board of Directors. And I will tell you that when I met her on day one, I would have never expected that she could have ever run for election to any office. So we are so very, very proud of her and her progress.
That's wonderful. And of course, I mean, I work in that space, helping women achieve their excellence. And I just love hearing those success stories like that. How about you, Angie? Any success story that you want to share with somebody perhaps in the district?
I can think of a couple. I've actually been asking around lately, and there's a young lady in one of our local clubs, Valley Toastmasters, that has, after just a year or so in her club, she has become a spokesperson for the local fire and police department in the Valley area. And she credits being able to answer all of those questions after something has happened in the area to her experience in Toastmasters. It is like taking table topics to a new level. And that's one very immediate success story that I can think of. And we've also recently had a gentleman who is our webmaster get a promotion at Western University for his presentation skills. And he has become a manager there. And he credits that to the time that he has spent in Toastmasters. A very quiet man, and has been able to communicate so much better now that he has had this experience in Toastmasters.
That's excellent. And a really good point that you brought up there is that you can have all of the skills, all of the education, but if you're not able to communicate that and let people know what it is that you do and let them know what you want, you're still going to be sitting in the back of the room waiting for that promotion to come, because people don't know. They don't, you know, they just know, well, he's happy. He's sitting in the back of the room. He doesn't say anything. So, Angie, I want our listeners to know that in these meetings, they are very structured. And Toastmasters gives you a very structured program, and it's done this way intentionally. So, Angie, really quick, could you go through the roles that somebody would play in a Toastmasters meeting and why?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, the table topics portion that I threw out that word a minute ago, this is a time where we can learn some of those skills Lark was talking about with socializing. It is a time during the meeting where we speak impromptu. A master of that particular portion of the meeting will throw out topics or questions and then ask a member of the club to come up and speak on it. So it's speaking off the cuff, and it's only 1 to 2 minutes, but what we learn is being able to speak at those networking events, or just becoming a better person when we're socializing, as Lark mentioned, knowing how to structure some of these comments by having practice. One of the things I love about Toastmasters is the opportunity to practice, whether it's for personal or professional excellence. There is also prepared speeches. These speeches come from projects in workbooks, and it is the educational system that Toastmasters provides for us. We start with basics, and one of the reasons I started Toastmasters is for learning how to organize a speech or a presentation. I would occasionally have to give a speech at work and just went, where do I start? And Toastmasters, right off the bat, gives you some of these organizational skills. So that's the prepared speech portion. Then we also have an evaluation portion of a meeting. And this is where we get feedback on maybe what we are already good at as a speaker, and then what we could work on. It is always good to give some positive feedback to encourage all of the members, but to also give a recommendation of something to work on before the next speech. Those are the three basic parts of a Toastmaster meeting.
And the evaluation really helps with listening skills, which many leaders forget that, because you already have this preconceived response, you know, already formulating, and without really listening to the other person. And that's the speaking piece of it. And that's practicing your craft of speaking. And then on the other side of it, you have the piece where you learn leadership skills. You become an officer, or you organize programs or speech contests, or help build a club or mentor a club. So there's all sorts of leaderships.
Oh, the leadership opportunities are never ending.
Exactly. It just keeps on going.
Yes, yes.
Never. I mean, you can get as deep in Toastmasters as you want. I mean, there are
absolutely
tremendous opportunities there. So ladies, also Toastmasters has a new educational program coming out, which is going to be a lot more online tools. So what's that all about? I know we're launching in 2017. Anything you could share yet, or is a lot of that still under wraps?
Absolutely. Yes, we can. It is called Pathways, and there will be 5 learning paths, and those paths are things like interpersonal communication and management, public speaking and management, public speaking and strategic leadership, public speaking and interpersonal communication, and interpersonal communication and strategic leadership. So each path is going to have 2 topics to it. And then there's going to be 5 levels of achievement. So we're going to start out with just mastering the fundamentals, learning your style, building your style, demonstrating knowledge, and finally accomplishing goals. So 5 learning paths and then 5 levels of achievement within each of the learning paths. And absolutely, Connie, you're correct. It is going to be an online educational program. So our current program is more manuals, paper copies, manuals, and this, they certainly can print things out. They can print out the learning path if they want to. Okay. But the bottom line is it will all be online. There will be a learning management system that will record every achievement, every level that they complete along the way. So we're very, very excited about our new Pathways educational program.
And I want to add
one of the things that I absolutely love about this new program is that it's customized learning, tailored to that specific person. You take assessments and then you know which path you want to take to achieve your goals. I love that part of it.
And it's holding you accountable along the way, so you do get that. And there's help, you know. There's mentors out there, and you know, different, you know, and coaches that can help you along the way as well. I mean, it's a very powerful program. So, Angie, we have a conference coming up next week. So, why don't you tell everyone what that's all about and how they can register to attend?
We do. We actually have two great events that the public is all welcome to join us at. And one of them is our Excellence Conference. It is on November 12th. It is 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is at the Riverside Convention Center at 3637 Fifth Street in Riverside. And Lark Doley is our keynote speaker. We're very excited to have her with us. She'll be talking to us about personal and professional excellence through Toastmasters, much of what we've talked about today, and then also present an educational on experiencing excellence by leading the way. We talked a little bit about how we have 2 tracks in Toastmasters, one being communication and the other leadership.
Right.
Everyone is invited to come to this. You can register at Brown Paper Tickets. All you have to do is search for District 12 Fall Conference, and it will pop right up. And all day is only $90. We have
and you get lunch.
Speech contest. Yes, we have speech contest, evaluation contest, a humorous speech contest, and I've heard many of these speeches in there. Funny. We also serve breakfast and lunch. And let's see, what else do we have?
Where can you get food and entertainment for a full day for $90?
For $90, yeah, exactly. We also have another event that I'm excited about. Redlands Community Toastmasters is hosting this event, and it's an evening with Lark Doley. This is a free district event. It is on November 10th from 6 to 8 p.m., and you can register for this event on Eventbrite. Same idea, just search for District 12. You could also search for Lark Doley, and it'll pop right up. And at this event, we will have Lark speaking, but we will also have some local Toastmasters speaking about their club and why their club is great, why they're experiencing excellence. And I'm very excited about both of these events. We have a busy week coming up. That's November 10th and November 12th.
It is. And you can check out the website for more information on that as well. It's D12.
Yes.
Toastmasters.org. That's D12Toastmasters.org. So, ladies, we're getting ready to wrap up, but we need to let everyone know how they can become a member of Toastmasters. So, like, I'm going to ask you that question because our listeners are around the globe, and I know Toastmasters is an international organization. So how can somebody learn more about Toastmasters in their community?
Absolutely. They can go to our website, toastmasters.org. They can go to the Find a Club section and enter their geographic information, and it will tell them the clubs in their area. And then I encourage them to go visit one or more clubs to find the club that best suits their needs.
Yes.
And then they can join. And membership in Toastmasters is $45 every 6 months. There is a $20 new member fee when you join. So for the small price of $45 every 6 months, $90 a year, they can be a member of Toastmasters, and we would be delighted for them to come and visit us and join us.
And you can walk out with your leadership degree.
That's what I mean. There you go.
That's right.
but and as any smart person knows, that you need to continue learning. You need to continue your personal development. And that's the only way that you will achieve excellence. That is how it's going. That's how it goes. That's how it happens. You need to continue. I mean, you can learn all the skills, all the technical skills, you know, in a college setting or a technical school, but those personal development skills, that's something that you have to work on always. I heard a quote recently, and it said that when I stop learning, I stop living. And it was deep for sure.
I totally agree.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree. To maintain a healthy living, you need to eat healthily, you need to exercise, and to maintain your skills, you need to practice them. And we give individuals the opportunity to practice their communication and leadership skills on a regular basis and to continuously improve them.
We have to. So, ladies, do you have any closing comments? So, Angie, let me start with you. What would your closing comments be to everyone in District 12?
Well, I love your quotes, but I have one for you.
Okay.
It is from my favorite book, Who Kidnapped Excellence, by Harry Paul and John Britt. And it is the law of excellence. And it says, to keep a constant awareness and vigilance, to always be your best with passion, competency, flexibility, communication, and ownership. And Toastmasters gives us the opportunity to do all of that.
Absolutely, it does. Thank you. And Lark, your closing comments.
My comment is that Toastmasters is the only organization dedicated to the individual, and we want each individual to take advantage of the incredible learning opportunities in communication and leadership that our organization affords at such a reasonable price. They are worth it. We want them to be their best, and with Toastmasters, they can be their best.
Absolutely. Words well spoken. Love the quote, Angie. Lark, thank you for being here with us today, all the way from Texas. Angie, you're here in California. And it has been great being with you. And remember, keep learning. Keep working on your personal development. It will help you both personally and professionally in your career. If you're looking to move into the C-suite, Look in the Toastmasters, because they're going to help you become a better leader and a better communicator. Well, that's all we have for today. And again, I want to thank Lark Doley for being here and Angie Nett. They're awesome. Did I tell you these ladies rock?
Thank you, Connie.
Love it.
Thank you.
And everyone, thank you for being part of our community, and keep sending in your success stories and any questions to askconnie@upperout.com, because we want to share your stories and we want to help others become motivated to take action. And we want you to be the leader that you are. And hey, if you've already figured it out, we thank you. And we want to ask you to encourage others to do the same. Check out Toastmasters. That just might be the place for you. It becomes your family. As they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Same thing in Toastmasters. What happens in a Toastmasters meeting stays in Toastmasters. Everyone is there to support you. And make sure you subscribe to iTunes, Facebook, and also our LinkedIn page, because again, you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. This is Connie, your unstoppable diva, and you're listening to Up Route with Connie. It's been great being here with you today. And always ask yourself, if you could do anything, would you still be doing what you're doing now? Until next time, be unstoppable.